Cause I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate is still making its way through amendments to the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Republican leaders searching for ways to secure more support for the package of massive tax breaks and huge cuts to Medicaid. Family members of the man accused of killing two Idaho firefighters, 20-year-old Wes Rowley, had wanted to be a firefighter himself, they say. ABC's Jim Ryan has more on what we're learning about the ambush.
Evidence suggests that Rowley used a flint to spark a blaze and draw firefighters onto Canfield Mountain. Rowley eventually killed himself, and Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says,
"We have not been able to find any manifesto."
Rowley's landlord tells the AP that it wasn't ideology, but mental illness that drove the 20-year-old to commit a murder-suicide.
Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in 2022, has agreed to take a plea deal and is expected in court tomorrow, where a guilty plea will be entered. His trial was set to begin in just a few weeks. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Firefighters responded to a train derailment and diesel spill Monday morning in Hartford. Three Wisconsin Southern engines and 19 of 50 cars were overturned. Several thousand gallons of diesel fuel spilled into the ground, and the outer shell of a nitrous oxide tank cracked off, but it didn't leak. Last week, the legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted to not fully fund the Department of Justice's Victim Services budget request. Office of Crime Victim Services Executive Director Shira Phelps says without adequate funding, local programs will be forced to lay off staff, reduce hours in programming, or close. And a total of 35 people were ejected from two Morgan Wallen concerts over the weekend at Camp Randall Stadium. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Saturday's concert saw 23 ejections, followed by 12 on Sunday. The majority of ejections and citations were related to alcohol consumption. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear will drop to the mid 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, hop on your device and search up Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 7:03. Here is Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Max FM.
know we can't please everyone.
I mean, we're not tacos. 99.7 Max FM.
Shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move.
Joke?
If you want to hear a joke, I got a nice clean one.
Take my wife, please.
That's a funny joke.
My joke wasn't funny.
You are hilarious today.
What's the occasion?
It's International Joke Day.
Waka waka. Who wants to hear a joke?
I've invented a science joke. Would you like to hear it?
Happy International Joke Day.
Want to hear a knock knock joke?
Knock knock. Who's there?
Showtime. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. It is 7:11 on July 1st. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 64. On Wednesday, sunny with a high of 85. Thursday, we do have chance showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Sunny, a high of 86. I know everyone wants to know about the 4th of July. We are looking at it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 89, a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. And then those showers and thunderstorms are holding off until after 1 a.m. Saturday morning. So hopefully we should be able to get fireworks in without issue. We will continue to monitor that. Currently 64 degrees and clear outside the Max FM studios. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing great today. It's July 1st. It's a great day. This weather forecast is so strange. Like, it just is a regular sunny day, and then all of a sudden you'll have these, like, breaking thunderstorms, like, in the evening. It's been, like, a lot of days in the last couple weeks like that, and it sounds like a couple more might be like that. So, yeah, it's just kind of bizarre. It's almost like if you're outside doing stuff, all of a sudden Mother Nature tells you, like, oh, time to go inside. Clean up. Time to go inside. I'm going to rain on you.
Exactly. And that's a little bit of what happened last night. We had a brief thunderstorm come through the area. Thankfully, not a severe level, but, yes, we do constantly monitor the weather here because that's what we do. Now, as promised, we were talking a little bit about yesterday. I would provide a quick update on my situation. And as of the latest appointment that we attended yesterday, everything is still where it belongs. So that was fantastic news. We're very happy to hear that. Of course, there is a lot more that goes along with this, but the short version is everything is back in staying where it belongs. Now I have to go about 3 more weeks, and I go in again, and then they'll make a determination what happens next. So there's a lot of different possibilities. Not going to go into the weeds on all of that right now, but the short version is I get to wear this lovely accessory for the foreseeable future. My goal is to be driving again before Halloween at this point. So,
ay, 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 Dave. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, you are on the mend, though. As you know, it is better than it was a few weeks ago. So I know that you're a positive person and try to keep your chin up. So we're backing you on all senses in that way. And we know that you're in a slow and boring and sometimes painful process of healing an injury. But we do know that, you know, you can do this with the patience. This is a long lesson, right?
Yes, it is. Definitely practicing my patience, but it is what it is. Could be considerably worse, and that's the way I continue to look at it. And I do want to take a moment again and say thank you, everyone, for your well wishes, whether you've texted on or a text line, private message, call, any of those options. I appreciate the encouragement and everyone that's been there for us. Thank you so much. We know we have a long road ahead, but with all of you, it makes it a little bit better. And I'm going to make your day a little better, too. We're going to do our big deal of the day, and this is a flash sale. We're going to do something new with our flash sales in July. I've talked the powers that be into let me have a little bit more options with our flash sales. So a couple of cool things with our flash sales over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Those are going to run from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. when we do have our flash sales. So you have 3 hours to take advantage of that. And the other thing I'm doing with some of our flash sales, I'm increasing our discounts. So today, I just went into the Mead King certificate. That's normally $20. That is 60% off today. It's $8. Yes, I got into the store and I made this change this morning. 60% off a $20 certificate to the Mead King in Rock Springs today only till 9 a.m. $8. No code required. Yes, I went and made that change this morning. So 60% off the Mead King in Rock Springs. Stop on over. The Mead King's open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, noon to 5. Go check them out. Get these certificates. They're going to go fast. It's 60% off today. So $8 for a $20 certificate to the Mead King. Shop local, say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com.
That is so nice of you, Dave, and the powers that be that allowed that to happen. Everybody has more time, and they save more money to get in on this flash sale. It's so exciting. I was just reading a little bit about the Mead King. It's just a sweet and lovely story. First of all, it's a veteran-owned business, which that makes it like a double whammy in terms of like supporting a small business, right? Double whammy in a good way, of course. Small business, local business, and veteran-owned business. I just think it's really neat. Like, they source a lot of their stuff locally. Their honey they get from local apiaries. They've got, you know, they're getting blueberries from their blueberry picking days at local farms. It's some of the flavors that they have here is just really, I don't even know what some of this stuff is, but like they make mead with pink peppercorn blossom, blueberry, sorghum, cherry, vanilla beans. I mean, just all kinds of cool stuff. So I am excited and probably going to buy one of these because this is a crazy good deal. And it only goes till 9, so flash sale is what it is. It's flash and it's gone, but it's a little bit longer, and we sure appreciate that, Dave. So get in on that deal.
Yes, indeed. So 60% off to 9 a.m. today. Again, the one thing we will do is we'll have our flash sales from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. when we do have them. We're at big deals of the day tomorrow and Thursday because we're not here Friday. So we want to make sure no one misses out on that. Then we're looking at a 4th of July sale as well. So stay tuned for all those. But if you want these Mead King certificates, get them now while they last. Now, Emily, we're going to talk about millennial parents are behind this trend, but some say it's just not realistic anymore. What do you think, Emily?
I mean, I get the concerns, but I also am so excited about this trend. This is like a dream come true for me in terms of like what kids could or should be doing with their summer. So what this is the new old trend of having a 90s kid summer. And what that means is the idea is to give your kids the kind of summer you had back when everything was a lot simpler. It means things like running through sprinklers, drinking hose water, and riding bikes all day with minimal supervision. Yes. So great. basically, just get outside and don't come back till it's dark, which is like legit what we were told, do. And it was wonderful. I mean, you'd get dirty, you would get hit up any sprinkler in really anybody's yard, which wasn't always your yard or your friend's yard.
Somebody you know.
Or not. And then you get like really muddy feet, really muddy clothes, a lot of scrapes, bruises. I was one of those kids who had like sap in my hair all the time from like climbing trees and stuff like that. So right now, 90s nostalgia is big. And I was thinking about this because I read through this article yesterday. And I think what's so special about the 90s, right, and the early 2000s, but especially the 90s, is literally there was no internet. And that's the last time that will ever be that way. So technology made life different or lack thereof. And it is, I mean, that is literally the turning point of the rest of the human experience, probably, right? So I think that the nostalgia is trending right now because I think that's kind of starting to settle in on people who lived through that. And I think I'm super lucky to have lived before it. I feel so blessed for that.
That's exactly it. There was no internet back then. And so you went outside. That's what you did things. And there's this general feeling that kids don't to be kids anymore, but a 90-kid summer is doable in 2025. It might be a great idea for some families, but not others, so don't force it. It's harder to do if you live in a city or not-so-safe area or both parents work. So there's also a chance your child isn't capable of doing that 90-kid summer if you force them outside. Emily, they may not know what to do out there.
So I don't believe that at all.
Me neither.
I think if you put kids in a new environment that there's nature, they're going to find fun. I mean, it's just like, there's some reasons why, and depending on age, right? Like, if kids are, like, little kids, you know, like 5 years old, like, no. But, like, I mean, we were outside until dark by the time we were, like, 7. I think that was, like, the beginning of it. It may be a little bit too young, and again, it depends on where you live, what kind of, you know, other dangers, because it's not the same world. That's true. But I don't agree that if kids go outside, they're going to know what to do. If there's stuff going on, there's other kids. I mean, they're going to find rocks to climb on. They're going to find trees to run around and all that kind of stuff. I think it's interesting, though. An expert at Michigan State explained it like this, quote, "You can't just have this overscheduled, technology-saturated life for 9 months of the year and then switch to this absolute freedom. We have not prepared our children for that." I strongly disagree with that. I think, you know, you take a kid who, all kids, you know, they've got their phones, they've got, you know, their school is much on a screen. There's still some paperwork going on. But you take those kids and you put them in a campground and they are like, so happy.
Oh, yeah.
So happy. And it doesn't matter, I don't think, what their experience is prior to that. It just, nature just speaks to you, you know? And I strongly believe that. So I don't agree with the expert at Michigan State. Sorry.
Dude, me neither.
I don't know who you are, but nope.
Because they can get out, they can have fun. Excuse me. I don't have kids, but you can still have fun, right, Emily?
Absolutely. I mean, if the same thing happens to adults, and don't, you know, adults are saturated in screens and saturated in other things that aren't fun.
Right.
9 months out of the year, and you put us outside, and we're like, woo, you know. So
party.
I mean, there are things, you know, yes, there are things that you have to kind of get through. Like, yes, it's going to be hot. There's going to be bugs, like stuff like that. But there's ailments for all of that stuff. You know what I mean? So there's ways to prepare, and then you get out, and you can just have fun, for even if it's just for an hour. I mean, people rise to that. So I really loved this article. I believe full on in 90s kids summer. 90s grown-up summer, too. Go do it. I'm trying to do that this summer as much as possible, and it is working. It is definitely changing my mentality, and just feeling a little bit lighter. So that's
good. And I thank you, Kathy. She texted water balloons and popsicles. Yes, I remember doing that as a kid.
Water balloons. I had popsicle yesterday. It was fabulous.
Yeah, me too. And water balloons got me a little bit of trouble as a kid. But that's a story for a little bit later. Yeah, it involved law enforcement. We'll just leave that alone.
Oh my goodness, so many of your stories sound like they start out like really nice and like you're like, well, I have a little story about that, and then you're always like, it involved law enforcement, like at the end.
Yeah.
Like, well, Dave, why are they all ending like that?
Well, if you want to come back with me on at 7:30, Emily, we'll tell the story quick. How does that sound? You want to jump back on at 7:30 with me and we'll tell the story quick? All right, let's do that. So we'll take a minute or two and explain how Dave got into trouble with water balloons at 7:30. Text me at 608-355-9970 if you have any guesses what I did. No one's going to guess it. And if my mother happens to be listening, sorry, you're not eligible to text in because you know what I did. So, and so does my lovely
Linda,
wife.
If you're listening, turn it off because you don't know what happened.
Oh, no, she knows. Again, it involved law enforcement, trust me. All right, we'll be back at 7:30. We'll talk about what happened with Dave and water balloons. 7:30, more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. And, you know, we're talking about popsicles. This almost seems appropriate. Modern English Melt with you on Max FM.
Moving forward, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Never comprehending the race at large.
Max F.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, 7:30 more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Now, Emily and I were talking about having a 90s kid summer, and Emily, one of our listeners texted in water balloons and popsicles, right?
Yes, absolutely, and I agree with both of those things, as I have done both of those things this summer so far myself. So let me hear your story about your past and your shenanigans with water balloons.
Yes, so it was in the 90s, and my brother and I thought, you know, we would be having a little bit of fun with water balloons. And so we were over by the Coca-Cola bottling plant in Wisconsin Dells. We had some water balloons with us, and we thought we'd be funny. We're throwing them at each other, kids being kids. And then my brother and I threw a couple against the Coke plant. You know, it was a brick wall or block wall, so it wasn't or anything. They were just water balloons, right? Well, we thought we were being funny throwing water balloons around, and then we saw a Dells police officer going by, and my brother and I look at HR and jokingly said, "Hey, we're going to run from the police." Totally messed around. We didn't think they even saw us over there, right? And so we told our buddies that, and we went tearing off on our bikes. Well, guess what? All of a sudden, the police came tearing out after us, and we're like, what is going on here? And so, again, I was 14 at the time. My brother was 12 at the time. And we're pedaling along, and all of a sudden we look, and there's a squad car behind us, lights going, and then all of a sudden we hear the siren, and I'm like, are you serious? We didn't do anything wrong. And so we kept on going because we're like, he can't be tearing out after us. And then we tore down an alley, and he kept following us down the alley. And we're like, okay, this is kind of weird. And so we kept pedaling faster. Next thing you know, Dell's squad car hits a garbage can. The garbage can is rolling in front of the squad car. It was an aluminum one here. Ka-thunk, 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 ka-thunk. I am laughing so hard at this point, I can no longer pedal my bike. I'm like, are you serious? So finally, we just stop because we realize they're looking for us. And so we're like, okay, we're stopping right now because you know what?
we obviously, they're looking for us. And so the officer comes up and he goes, what are you guys doing today? We're like, well, we're out hanging with friends and stuff like that. And he goes, no, you're breaking bottles against a Coke plant. I said, no, we're not. He goes, yes, you are. You're breaking bottles up against a plant. I saw you with my own two eyes. I go, sir, those are water balloons. No, they were not. There's bottles broken over there. Da-da-da-da. I said, well, let's go back and look if you like. No, you're breaking bottles. And I said, no, we were throwing water balloons at each other. Then we threw them against the building. And so finally, eventually, we get to go and leave. So the embarrassing part of this was where I got pulled over was in the parking lot of where I worked at that point in time. So, again, all awkward. My coworkers are sitting there watching. They're laughing. And they're like, what did you do? And we told them. And we said, we were just throwing water balloons. And then they finally let us go. So fast forward, we're riding our bikes home. And then we get up, pull up to the house. And all of a sudden, we get in the house. And my dad goes, how was your bike ride, boys? And we're like, good. And he looks at us. Did you run into Officer so-and-so by any chance? I'm like, oh, no. My dad had his scanner because he was a fireman at the time, and he heard all the play-by-play on the air. Figured out it was us very quickly, and he was just like, yeah, they were calling for backup. Apparently, you guys reached speeds of 25 miles per hour on your bike. I'm like, there was no way. I was going 25 miles an hour on my little 12-speed. No way. Absolutely not. We were in the alley. There is no way we were going that fast down the alley. You know, it wasn't even downhill. There was no way it was possible. But, you know, I did put a speedometer on my bike just to see if I could do it. But, yeah. So, yeah, that was my story with water balloons. Wow. Mistakenly.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and I can see why. I mean, obviously, you got the Coca-Cola bottling plant in that time. And, yeah, I can see that. But we were just there throwing water balloons at each other. And we shouldn't have been on the property. I will say that. I mean, hindsight being what it is. Yeah, we shouldn't have been on that property. I mean, we're just out having fun. We weren't hurting anything, hurting anyone. Hot day with water balloons and ends in my first time ever being pulled over.
Yeah, and on your bike at that. Well, here's there's some holes in this story, though. There are just some, I don't know, some rough edges, I think, in that you weren't doing anything wrong. Sure, you were technically trespassing. So, yeah, don't do that.
Right.
If you're doing your 90s summer, don't trespass. Don't ever do that because that gives the cops a reason to mess with you, right? But chasing a couple kids on bicycles when they clearly don't know that that's what's happening. I mean, the cops got to know that you guys were, like, just trying to get out of the way, right? And, two, the fact that, like, I think it's funny that you were arguing with the cop in, like, the nicest way. Like, no, it was water balloons. Let's go look.
Yeah.
So funny. Like, at that point, that cop was probably already starting to get heated because he was figuring out that he was in the wrong, had hit a trash can. You know, cops, I know plenty, love cops, but at the same time, you know, if they're realizing that they're in error in any way, they're going to get frustrated, right? And they don't want to have some kids say, no, let's go look.
Yeah, I mean, because really funny. I knew the one thing I'd done wrong was obviously trespassing, you know, and so I knew that right away. And I'm
so
like,
you
if
can't
he was
really
going to
say, like, I'm in the clean, yeah.
Right, I wasn't. I was in the wrong. I fully admit I was in the wrong, just not fully in the wrong. So, I mean, if he'd have said, hey, I'm pulling you over for trespassing, and said, yes, sir, sorry, sir, and I was being very respectful because that was the way I was raised, very respectful to everybody. That was an adult or my elder, and in general respectful to everybody, because you know what, there were legit times as I got older I did meet law enforcement quite a few times and was always respectful, and I was usually in the wrong. But yeah,
you got to know that, and sometimes you got to just yes sir, yes ma'am, just to, you know, move on through that, because otherwise you don't want to have the other side feel like you might be having a little bit of an attitude problem, especially
right.
When you're a young person, because that can be misread really easily, right? You don't want to get in more trouble, especially if you are not really doing anything wrong.
No, be respectful, be kind. We appreciate all of our law enforcement officials, and, you know, that day was just one of those learning experiences, but when I saw the water balloons, had to pass that along. So, Emily, we'll be back in about, 5 minutes. We're getting a word in from our sponsors, look at sports and weather, and then we'll get a song in. We'll get the birthdays and anniversaries after that. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sun.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the Gem City? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
The Bucks making moves in free agency. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Milwaukee Bucks have agreed to bring back three of their players, guards Gary Trent and Kevin Porter, and forward Taurean Prince, all three agreeing to two-year deals to stay in Milwaukee, with the second year being a player option. But the Bucks are losing their center, Brook Lopez. He'll sign a two-year contract with the LA Clippers. Lopez became a team leader during his 7 years with the Bucks.
Whatever happens, you know, whatever I do, just having a positive influence on the game. You know, that was my main thought. Having fun, but having a positive influence on the game, a positive impact.
Baseball, the Brewers taking on the Mets tonight in New York. The Crew coming off that 4-3 loss Sunday to the Rockies in 11 innings.
Extras are extras, but I mean, everyone in here was fired up to get a chance to walk it off, you know, so I don't think it's really hard necessarily to get back in the dugout and try to rally guys up because everyone's still chomping at the bit.
That's the Brewers right fielder Sal Frelick with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear will drop to the mid 60s. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, hop on your device and search up Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Reedsburg's hometown station, 99.7 Max FM.
I know.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. As a reminder, flash over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local. Save big till 9 a.m. 60% off a $20 certificate to the Mead King. That's just $8 till 9 a.m. today. Shop local. Save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We are going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays. If you are celebrating or know someone that's celebrating a local birthday, text them in now, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Birthdays on July 1st include Storm Reed is 22, Chloe Bailey is 27, the half of Chloe X Haley, who isn't the Little Mermaid. We also have some snarky notes there this morning, Emily.
Yeah, who is she not? What has she not done?
Right.
Who is she related to that's more famous? They're so snarky on this. But whatever, that is not the opinion of Civic Media or Dave and Emily or The Morning Show. We just give you the information.
Exactly. Who else do you see on our list, Emily?
Hannah Murray is 36 today. Gilly on Game of Thrones. Hillary Burton is 43. Former MTV VJ, also on One Tree Hill and White Collar. Fortune Feimster is 49. Comedian who plays Ruth on FUBAR. Oh, I don't know that one. All right, we're going to move on to that. Sorry about that. Yeah, Rhea Durham is 47. She and Mark Wahlberg had three children before finally getting married in 2009. Now they have four. That's all we got to say about her. All right, moving on through. Who else do you see?
Liv Tyler is 48. Jerome Aguilina is 48. Retired NHL superstar Missy Misdemeanor Elliott is 54. Melissa Peterman is 54. Barbara Jean Henri. Who else do you see, Emily?
We're getting into the big ones here pretty soon. By the way, I don't know if you can play Missy Elliott on the station, but if you can find some clean versions, I would love to hear some of that. I love Missy Elliott. Henry Simmons, 55 years old, Mac on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. This is a big one. Pamela Anderson is 58 today.
Wow. She, and here's a little known fact about Pamela Anderson. She was in Home Improvement briefly, so...
That's one of your favorite shows.
Yes.
She also just did a really, really beautiful movie about a showgirl in Vegas. The name is escaping me right now, but she did a beautiful job. So she's quite the actress. I really appreciate her. Carl Lewis is 64. 9 out of 10 of his Olympic medals are gold. There's been a bunch of Olympic stars on our list this week. It's kind of fun. Alan Ruck is 69. He was, of course, played Stewart on Spin City. And Cameron Fry in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And... fun fact, as we understand, oftentimes high school characters are not high school ages in movies and shows.
Right.
He, in fact, was 29 when he played high school student Cameron in the Ferris Bueller's Day Off movie. That's crazy. That's not even close, guys. Come on.
Yeah, no, it's not. All right. Funny man Dan Aykroyd is 73. Fred Schneider is 74. Legendary voice of the B-52's Love Shack Baby. Rome and Rock Lobster. Terrence Mann is 74, Sense8. Oh my goodness. Deborah Harry, 80.
Yeah.
We know her as Blondie. That is so... Okay, we got to find some Blondie. I mean,
yeah, you're going to have to mess with the playlist, and I just have to say that is like one of my all-time favorites. She's incredible. I can't believe she's 80, Debbie Harry. Oh, my goodness. I'm kind of blown away by that. She's still Blondie. She's still killing it. She's amazing. Also, Jamie Farr is 91, Lebanese-American superstar on MASH and Cannonball Run 2. And that brings us to the end of our list of today's celebrities. Did we have any locals or anniversaries today?
We did not have any local ones that have been texted in.
Send them in. Send them in.
Yes, we want those. I mean, and so, all right, we will do this one. Happy 7th anniversary to A Sense of Adventure. They opened 7 years ago today. Congratulations to Jill and A Sense of Adventure. So thank you.
I love that place. Obviously, it's right next door. We really appreciate them. Jill's fantastic. Like, it's just, it's a cool spot. And they kind of show up in other communities, too. I've seen, like, their T-shirts around and stuff. I mean, they kind of get themselves out there, and I appreciate them a lot. They've got cool stuff. So definitely show them some love. They're celebrating their anniversary. Go stop on by. Support small business always.
And they're our neighbors, too. That's the other cool part.
Exactly.
We get to say hi to them. I mean, I'm out and about and get to say hi to them when I'm out and about. So they're literally right next door. And so they've been such great neighbors. We appreciate them right next to the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak.
Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about everything coming up in July, because July's here. In case you didn't realize it, today's July 1st, and we're going to talk about some of the cool things to look forward to in July starting at 8:10.
Sounds like a plan. We'll see you then.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. So what we're going to do, we're going to play a little Blondie. We're going to play a little B-52s after we have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we serve up more than just food. We serve fun. From our all-you-can-eat buffet with pizza, chicken, and sides, to our Fun Zone arcade, there's something for everyone. And the deals? Oh, yeah. Tuesdays are kids' night, Thursdays are wing night, and $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday from 7 to close. Find us at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or call 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, come hungry, leave happy.
We've looked at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. The Barabooms event is back in Baraboo, this time at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus. It's going to be on Friday, July 4th, beginning at 5 p.m. Great food, live music, kids area, beer, and the Blacker Brothers Band will be performing at 7 p.m. Fireworks will happen at dusk. Again, this all goes down on Friday, 4th of July, at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus. And another annual 4th of July event, Fire on the River, is back in Sauk Prairie. Friday night festivities include games for kids, food, a beer garden, and live entertainment. It'll start at 5 p.m. and runs until 11 p.m. And then on Saturday from noon until midnight, again, food trucks will return. We'll also have the Eagle Chase Run Walk from the Sauk Prairie Sports Boosters. Family fun and games from Roots Family Chiropractic. Breakfast burritos will be from the Kiwanis Club from 7:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. They'll have their custom car show and more great live entertainment with fireworks at dusk. Get all the details at fireontheriver.org. Ann Reesburg will be hosting their Freedom Fest and fireworks. That starts at 3 p.m., runs until 10 p.m. Big tournament and bounce houses begin at 3 p.m. Each street and local vendors will open at that same time. Music by The Now starts at 6 p.m., and all the details can be found on their Facebook page. Just search for Reesburg Freedom Fest. Again, that's on Friday as well. So many of the other area communities will have great 4th of July events as well. Be sure to check out the Area Chamber of Commerce and city websites for all the details.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications, connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly, and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
It's time for a birthday party. Happy birthday, USA. Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market. Get your hands on Seaboard Farms Family Pack Boneless Pork Chops, just $2.29 a pound, or fire up some Johnsonville Brats Party Packs for only $7.99. Cool off with Twisted Tea, Hard Iced Tea, or White Claw Hard Seltzers. 12 packs, just $11.99 with an instant coupon. Or go bold with Jack Daniel's Country Cocktails. 12 packs for only $11.99 with an instant coupon. Celebrate freedom, flavor, and fantastic deals. Baraboo Fresh Market, open 4 a.m. to midnight.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Your hometown station.
We'll be right back. dead and eat your head. And then you're in the man from Mars. You go out at night eating cars. You eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys and Subaru. And you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up Mars, where the people meet face to face and cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man. Cause the man from Mars stopped eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars. Get out!